This sale is only for one copy of this shear. Reproduction in any type or form is strictly prohibited.
Fes omet alle nine shears up from the bottom. Place where they keep salt, or where they keep wax. Wax is a place where they have the candles. Sort of, because in the middle of the Suda, they might need more salt, or they might need more candles. So they go down with the bread in their hands. Omarav Papa Beit Sivi, a place where they keep wood, or Beit Tamar, a place where they keep dates, sort of, but that could happen in the middle of the Suda, they need more wood to put on the fire, or more dates for eating dessert. Tonal and the Braise. A mechaibin oisai, lahach nishyodo lecheron nishdokin libik. We don't require of him, don't obligate him to put his hand into holes or into cracks to be Vedic. B'nei ha-sakona, but there's a sakona. Fragner my sakona. What's a sakona? In name, should I say, b'nei sakona is akko, we are afraid that might be a scorpion hiding in those holes, it would bite him. The question is, then why should you be afraid to put chametz into those holes? If he's afraid of a scorpion, he wouldn't have put chametz in. Kim Mishtamish, if he used it. Her Mishtamish, how could he have used it? So you must say it's a place where he's not afraid of scorpions. So why shouldn't he be baited? And from all those things, it means there's no fault that the wall collapsed. And there are holes in the wall, in the collapsed wall. There, when he put chametz into the wall, so there were no scorpions. Now that it collapsed, the derech of scorpions is they come into ruined places. And they ruined the walls. Now there's a chash of scorpions. In Oval, if the wall collapsed and the chometz is buried under the wall, loma libdike, why should you have to be buried? What now we learn, chometz shenofal all of my pelis, chometz, of which something collapsed and fell on it, like an avalanche of bricks fell on the chometz, hareyu came away, like destroyed, and you're potter from looking for it. So why tell me? Because the sakona, no necessity without a sakon is buried by the bricks. And for the Mahosam, they was talking, what you say, that if it's under a pile of bricks, you don't have to be Vedic. It's so deep, the dog cannot dig it out. If it's 3 tefachim covered with things, with bricks, then you don't have to bother about it. But, here is talking about Akesha Akele Yochol Echapes Achor. The chametz is not 3 tefachim deep. So therefore it's mechuyev to get rid of the chametz, even though it's covered with bricks. Only in a place where the scorpions, so it's potter. Say that. First, let's ask the kasha, what do we learn? That if the chametz is buried on the avalanche, it's 3 tefachim deep, that a dog can't dig it out, you're potter. What do you mean 3 tefachim deep? You're potter anyhow because it's a sakona. So Tosfos answers that when you know for sure there's chametz, then the shasha sakon is no excuse. You have to hire workers to take shovels and dig with shovels. If you know there's chametz vada. With shovels, the scorpion can't bite them. So they're mechuyev to hire workers. But if it's a sotek, you're not mechuyev to hire workers. So it depends. If there's no sakon, he has to dig himself. But if it's a sak, and if it's not 3 tefachim deep, he has to dig himself. But if it's a sakon, he's potter. Look inside the taste, you want to understand it better. Bottom taste. Hoki yashakel yochol hafesachot. Olech kach, eino potter. Since it's so deep, it's 3 tefachim deep, he's not potter. Elevit mei hasakon. No, here, when it's so shallow, it's not 3 tefachim deep. So there, the only reason it's potter is because sakona. Rather than 3 tefachim deep, it's potter without sakona. But less than 3 tefachim deep, you need a reason of sakona to potter. Or then, Mashmah, Gabi and Ma'apelis. We learned by Ma'apelis, an avalanche. In Ma'akel, Yochol Echapis, Einu Kemavoya, if a dog is able to dig it out, not 3 tefachim deep, it's not considered destroyed, the sort of the water. So why do you have to be baby chometz? Even if it's not 3 tefachim deep. Well, why shouldn't he put him there as sakonis akko? That's the customer's ass. Say that inside mouth. That's all.
Okay.
The Tesla's cashier was, why do you say, when the streets are deep as potter because the dog can't dig it out? He may not be talking deep as potter because of the sakana. There's answers. Emery Shiny was different there. The Vada Ike Chomets, where's the case that surely was Chomets? There's a Chomets Shemnov of Malpelis. An avalanche fell on Vada Chomets. So if it's not 3 tefachim deep, he Tehuach HaChomet, Chomet bothered him, Lishker Pelim to hire workers, but more or less with pickaxes and shovels. So no Sakona, but he has to go to the trouble if he knows there's Chomets. So less than 3 tefachim deep won't be any excuse. If he knows there's chametz, he has to get out. Avolok, our Gemara is talking, she'eda chametz yodua. It's not known there's chametz. It's a question of being basic for chametz. Maybe. Lo yitro, it didn't bother him because there's chametz. So again, when the street tefachim deep, even though it's vaday chametz, it's finished. It's like destroyed chametz. It's puzzle. Less than 3 tefachim, it depends. If it's vaday chametz, then the fact that it's a sakana, it doesn't bother him. Let him hire workers who will dig it out without a sakana, with shovels. But if it's not chametz yodua, it's a sabi chametz, then he doesn't hire workers. He has to do it himself. The workers he doesn't have to hire. But himself, he's potter because it's a sakana. So yeah. 3 shuras up from the bottom in the Gemara. What are you afraid of sakana? He's doing a mitzvah. The Omar Rabbalot, the Shluchay Mitzvah, and the second people are engaged in the Mitzvah, it won't be harmed. Now we have more than one tale. Here's the first tale. Omar Rabashi. They're afraid, Shemo Teva, maybe during the year he lost a needle or something else there. And now, because Chametz will think, I'll do 2 things. I'll look for the Chametz, I'll look for my lost needle. We all see that you live us of earth, come to look after the needle. And therefore, that Asik in the Mitzvah alone, the Asik is not a mitzvah too. Therefore it might be harmed. In such a case, love mitzvah. He's not considered a mitzvah, even though he has another motive too. But he wants to do the mitzvah too. So who said that it detracts from the protection of the mitzvah? What time you learn, oh, you sell out of his docket, if you'll see if you answer, here's a dollar of his docket. In order my son should be well, oh, she aye, then I should get Elamabo. Even though he has another motive when he gives a slogan, that doesn't detract from the mitzvah. Mitzvah is still a mitzvah. That's how they go. So why should you be afraid that anything could happen to him? Even though he's looking for the needle. Now before you go on, keep the thing on the line. Look at the top tasers. Top tasers. She yiske loyla nabo. Arez et sadi gomo. Like tasers, what is now we learn in Pirkei Avos, don't be like servants who serve the master with the hope of getting a reward. So you see it's wrong to serve for reward. So what are you telling him here, that Tzadik Gomor? He's not a Rosh, but not a Tzadik Gomor. The case answers, no. I know that's only big high governor in such a case. If a man thinks, if that benefit for which he hopes won't come true, so yeah, he regrets. On his heart, he's sorry for this doctor that he gave. So man gives a dollar to his doctor, and he wants his son to get well. If Khalil, his son, won't get well, he's sorry they gave the dollar. But that's not a tzadik gomor. We're talking about a man who's giving it anyhow. Only wants his chush to help him. So that's nothing wrong. So a person says, I'm serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I want to get Olam Habo, but he's willing to serve anyhow. Nothing wrong with wanting Olam Habo too. Or Olam Hazeh. He wants a happy life, and he's doing mitzvahs to serve Hashem, and he wants to get a happy life in reward. If that man would do mitzvahs anyhow, he'll never regret no matter what. Won't be sorry for the mitzvahs. So that's Sadi Gama. So therefore, our Gemara is saying it keeps Shute, even though looking for the needle while looking for the chametz, is a tzadik gomor. Say that, Tesis. That's an important chiddush in Tesis. So when it says, Al tiyu kavodim ha-mishamish v'sarav ha-masa kavodras, you have a right to hope for Olam Haba as a reward. And for everything else, nothing wrong hoping it. But you're not making any tnai kofel conditions that it must be that way. Into the Gemara, top line. So the question is, so why should he be afraid of Sakon. He's doing a mitzvah of Dikas Chometz. Who cares if he's looking for his lost needle too? And for the Gemara, Dilma maybe bolster the body after he finishes the bdikah. He reminds himself he once lost a needle here. He finishes the mitzvah. Then he starts for the needle too. Then he's not doing a mitzvah after that. He finished the mitzvah already. Dilma bolster the body after he finishes the bdikah. Also, la unibas, he might come to look for the needle. That's already something else. When he finishes the mitzvah, then he has no protection anymore. Rav Nachman by Yisro Goma, he said another pshat. Bishum sakona sinochet, sakona v'goyim. What does that mean? Upalimu is a tana named Palimo. The tana learned choyel should ben Yehuda le'aramoy, a hole in the wall between an apartment of a Jew and a goy. Aramoyim is a goy. And the hole goes away all the way through. Beidik, the Jew is Beidik, ad mokim shiyodem agaz. Beidik as far as his hand could reach. The Ashur, but further down into the hole where his hand cannot reach, maybe there's chometz mevatel b'lev. It's mevatel in his heart, and that's all. He's mevatel. Palim oimah, he says, no, you don't even start. Don't stick your hand into that hole. Don't start out with a goy. Kol atzmoy ein beidik. At all, you shouldn't be a beidik. Nei sakona. You're my sakona. What sakona is that? In Emma, should I say, sakon is shofim, afraid that the goy will think he's putting a spell on him, the Jew is putting a spell, sticking hands to the wall. That's why they're sakonim. Ki ishtamish, ishtamish. How do you use that place? You're afraid to put chometz in it. How do you put chometz in the first place? He was afraid that the goy will think he's making magic. He wouldn't use it to put chometz into either. So why do you have to be afraid that he put chometz there? So why do you have to be afraid it? And Hemar, he established when he used it, your mom was daytime. By daytime, he could have stuck some chametz there. On the Hoyram, by daylight. So nothing suspicious. The guy wouldn't think there's magic. The man sticks his hand in and puts something in the hole in the wall. But the Moshe got died, it wouldn't enter the mind of the guy that the Jew is making a spell on him. Oh, here's Lila, nighttime. Nighttime, the Jew is poking around in a hole in the wall. And also, Shrag has a candle too. It's very suspicious. Umosi gadoite, it'll enter his mind that the Jew is casting his spell. So therefore, that's the sakon he's talking about. Flag the Gemara, the same kashi, the Omar Abelazar, Sluch Miss Einun is okay. Those who do a miss, you don't have to be afraid. Answer the Gemara. What are you talking about? A scorpion, that's one thing. But a goy is worse than a scorpion. Where the injury is very probable, shani is different. And even though you're doing a mitzvah, nevertheless you cannot endanger yourself in a case where there's a probable danger. One is just a suffix, a possibility. So you say, mitzvah ain't a zokit, but you don't know for sure that they're in. But here there's certainly a sakonin. So a person who risks his life for a mitzvah won't be protected by the mitzvah. If it's a case where common sense tells him it's a risk, then you can't do that. And brings a proof. Shenema, by Yerma Shmuel, Hashem said to Shmuel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Shmuel HaNavi, he should go and anoint David for a melech. At that time, Shaul was the melech. So it's dangerous to anoint somebody else for a melech. By Yerma Shmuel said to Hashem, Eich Eile, how can I go? Vishoma Shaul, Shaul will hear about God, he'll kill me. So you see, Shmuel HaNavi, when he was told to go, said, how can I go? But there's a sakona. By Yemen Hashem said, he agreed with him. He said, Eglas boka tikav yodah, take with your hand some animals for a kohen, and you'll go there and make an offering, and people will think you just came for a family offering with the family of David. They won't know what your purpose was. That was a camouflage. Nobody should know that he came to anoint David as a king. So see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed with Shmuel HaNavi that where Shechiah Hezekiah is different. So therefore, that answers the test. So it could be also the previous one. Could be, I don't know, if you'll say that Akhtov Eshriah Hezekiah, maybe there's also the same test. It answers both kashas. Or maybe a goy is more Eshriah Hezekiah. Say that. They ask the question of Rav. Hani b'nei b'rav. Those Talmidim who learn by a Rebbe. They live on the big campus. Baga the campus means there's a big field which was divided into farmlands, farm homesteads. was a very big field, and to walk on it at night was a lonely place. And they're shading, and at times well, they were shading. And besides shading, there were human shading too. Mahu le mese, what's the din? Can they come kadna early in the morning before it's light, the hashecha, or at night after it's dark, the beira to the beira? They used to come in the morning before they went out the fields, and the evening after they came home from work, they went to the rab's house to learn. Or the mutter they go in a place where there's a sakon. Omalusha, he said, Nay, said, let them go. Alive, all sabbath, on me, upon my neck, I take the responsibility. But since they're going for a mitzvah, they don't have to be afraid. Alive, all sabbath. Now they ask him, Nazel, might, what about coming home after the mitzvah is over? Going to the mitzvah, all right, that's what you said. Coming back from the mitzvah, will they be protected? Omalusha said, Lo Yidan, I don't know. I don't know. It could be after a ring where they are. Because they can't come back. Each time we learn about Abba Loza was in the Arctic Soil, he said, Shluch of Mitzvah, Eilin Nezrekit, Lo Bahali Yechosan, Lo Bahazi Yechosan. Even coming back to the Mitzvah, he asked, there won't be harm. Even returning from the Mitzvah. Come on, like whom did he say that? Ki Hai Tana, like the following Tana. The following Tana explains that even returning from the Mitzvah, there's still the protection of the Mitzvah. Remember, all this does not apply to Hecha the Shchia Hazeket. The Tanya learned the Baraisa, Yisir ben Yehuda Eimer, Kalapi She'om L'Tel, because the Torah said, what it commands, that everybody should go out three times a year, Shol Shagolim, to Yerushalayim, V'lo Yachmod Ish Etz Arzecha, no man will desire your land. I mean, nobody will try to take away your land from you. Don't be afraid of enemies when you go up to Yerushalayim. Melame teaches hey poros choloya beafeya that your cattle, the cow, will be feeding on the field bechaya mazikosin, and no wild animal harm it. And even though you're in Yerushalayim, you can't watch it. Don't be afraid. Betanda girl coming like here as beyashpa, and your chicken will be digging in the garbage pile. That's where they used to eat. Bechul de mazikos, and no weasel will harm your chicken. Now. He said, "Alo dvorim kal b'chayma umadach eva shedarakon lizik." Animals, or chickens, they're frequently injured because they're attacked by animals. Einan lizik, they won't be injured because their master is going to us to the Jewish line for a mitzvah. But they all done. People should ain't darakon lizik. People are not so easily injured. People watch out, and they have more muscle. Because this borok protects people more than it protects animals. Allah has come with a comment, how much more so? So therefore, you learn from this, that people who go for mitzvahs can be confident they won't be damaged, won't be harmed. But though the animal won't be harmed, they surely won't be harmed. Now the Tanakh continues, ain't I only know El Ba'alicha, when you're going to Yerushalayim. How do I know Bechazor, Menai, on the way back, when the mitzvah is already finished, that the protection still holds good? Talmud Lem, Ufanisa Ba'beika, when you turn away in the morning after Yontif, the Holach Lo'alech, and you go back to your tent. So he's telling us, not what you're telling us, you go back to your tents, means you'll find your tents in order. Melame Shetelech, you'll go, Timsa Olecha Vishom, you'll find your tents in order, even though on the way back it was a long time. But during that time, you're also protected. Now, Rechim Me'ach, and I ask a question. Since we say, Dafila Bahazir, even on the way back they're protected. So why do you have to tell us Ba'alicha Lomali? Why tell us on the way there? Then surely on the way back they're protected, surely on the way to them is they surely protected. The kid Rabbani called out the Mashiach Shlok Karaka, the man has land, or the goes up to Yerushalayim and Yonti. Mashiach Karaka, man has no land, it's Potter in Ulalag. That's why it says, but all Yachmel Ish Es Arsech, a man won't desire your land when you go up. To tell us, only if you have land, you have to go up. That's all. Man who has no land is part of being Eile Regel. The purpose of being Eile Regel is to go to Yerushalayim to meet the landlord, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But since you have no land, you're part of. But actually, the lesson comes from the Hazorah. That's the lesson. That even with Hazorah, a person is guaranteed he'll be protected. Say that. Omar Rabbah din, ברב עד, אומר רב יצחק, מפני מה אין פרס גנסה בירושלים? Why don't the pears of Genesha grow in Yerushalayim? Genesha is a place in Galil, around the Lake Kinneres, where very beautiful pears grow. But according to our reasoning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have beautified Yerushalayim with such pears. So he said there's a purpose in that. Genesha lo yoho eli regolin, amen. In order that those who go up for Yom Tov to Yerushalayim shouldn't say, if we went up only to eat Peres Ganesha and Yerushalayim, it would have been enough for us. So what are they doing? They're taking away from their mitzvah the purpose of Olah Ego and having a material benefit. It would be enough for us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved them from that, and therefore they don't have those pears. Nimitz says it comes out, if they would have had those pears, Aliyah Shalei Lishma. Now, it could be, if they would come up for both purposes, it would still not be Shalei Lishma, because they intended mitzvah also. But because of this, some people would think that's the main purpose. Agav Orcheh, going up to eat the pears, enjoying the pears, they'll also do a mitzvah being in the regal too. If that's the case, so they're losing the mitzvah. It's a tuffle. It's not the ikar. Kayoitze be similar to that, Omer Rabbi Destoy, Rabbi Yanai. If Neyma ain't come a Tvelya of Yerushalayim, why are the hot springs of Tvelya not Yerushalayim? The hot springs of Tvelya are a big luxury, because hot water in ancient times was a very big luxury. And here it came out of the earth, and you can bury it all you want. Shouldn't it have been in Yerushalayim? So he explains, Kedei shelo yehei oli agolim eimrim il mole shelo olino elalech hezbechame yadavaya dayena. Have he gone up only for the purpose of bathing in Hametel? It would have been sufficient reason for us going up. Nim says, Aliyah shelo lishmo. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not put these luxuries in Yerushalayim, said he. During the year, it's not easy to go to Yerushalayim. You have to travel on the roads, didn't have any trains. And traveling on the roads is not always so safe. But now, when a big crowd goes up together, it's good company to go to Yerushalayim 3 times a year. So you utilize the opportunity, go to Yerushalayim and enjoy it. Special excursion, 3 times a year. So it might be entirely Shalom Lishmo. From this we learn that otherwise Yerushalayim is blessed with advantages. But they're not such a big advantage that they would induce people to come only because of them. So you must say Yerushalayim has better air, is more beautiful, only these advantages are not so outstanding that because of them somebody would come Shalom Lishmo. Must also say, this Abinyan Or is a model. HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes many times things that are a mitzvah to lack the physical appeal in order that the person should do it, the Shem Shemayim. And there can be Abinyan Or in many things like that. Very many things. There are certain mitzvahs that you are doing that could have had a very big appeal and you would have done Shalom Lishmo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took away the appeal and left it with only Lishma. Now we go back to our Mishnah. In the Mishnah it says, Ubame omru shtei shura shebemati. What case did they say that to be buried the chometz 2 rows in the cellar? Now the cellar is a place where they kept kegs of wine. Martif man de chashme. Who mentioned the martif? A cellar before. At least you have to understand the question. Not the question, who mentioned the cellar. The truth is, these words, teshua shebe martif, are more in place in the Mishnah than the other words in the Mishnah, because they're the old Mishnah. The old Mishnah was very brief. And the Chachamim subsequently added words to the Mishnah. So, Me'omru means they said, the old Chachamim, long before these Tanaim had said, Shtei Shulei Shebe'emalti. And so the later ones come and say, what are they talking about? I'm not saying, why do you mention that Shtei Shulei Shebe'emalti? You had to mention it. That's the old Mishnah. But it means this. If we say, here Hazarashik explains the Pshat, if you say, you're Vedic only in places where people bring in Chomets, so why should you have to bother looking in the mountain? What kind of a mountain do you have to be Vedic Chomets? Mountain is not a place where you eat. So again, mountain as a place to be Vedic Chomets, mountain house may. Who mentioned it? It's true, the old Mishnah is mentioned. But the question is on the old Mishnah, not why it's in the Mishnah. Stay sure, Shemalti, why is it there at all? It's not a place where you eat. That's how Asher learns Pshat. Remember, Balmei Omer, wherever you see that in the Mishnah, it's talking about the old original Mishnah. Even more original than what we started out our Mishnah, Oyel Al-Bosa Bedkin Zachonetz. And therefore, the question here is not why Maltev is mentioned, but why should the Chatchila have been at the end of Dikin and Maltev? And say it, seller, people don't eat. And the Mishnah says you're only bathing where you eat. And to the Holy Command, Kol Mokim She'im Achnisim Be'chomets Ein Sodeh Be'dikah. That's a principle. Don't have to bother. Nobody brings in chomets. But Oitzchus Yayim, Oitzchus Shemen Nami Ein Sodeh Be'dikah. You don't need any be'dikah in a place where you hold kegs of wine or kegs of oil. Or Bameon, when did they say that you have to be Vedic, stay sure it's your mouth. What that means, we'll see later. You have to be Vedic in the basement, in the cellar. Mokim shemach nisim bechomets, a place where you bring in chomets. How is that? The mistapik. If he uses those oitzes, even in the middle of the meal, when he wants to replenish the supply of wine, ran out of wine, so he goes down to the basement in the middle of the meal. Or in the middle of the meal, the shamish goes down, munching his piece of bread as he walks downstairs, and while he's taking up the kegs in his arm to pick up, he parks his piece of bread on one of the kegs, and he can forget it there. He goes down the middle of the meal, eating his bread as he goes, and as he wants to pick up a keg, he parks for a moment his piece of bread on the keg, and he forgets it. That's why you have to be Vedic Chomets. But suppose there's a place where they keep it for only for selling, for long-range storage, and nobody goes down in the middle of the meal to that place, they don't have to be Vedic Chomets in the mouth if at all. Only the Vistapik, if you use it in the middle of the meal to replenish your supplies, and the Yayin Hashem runs out, say that. Now the Mishnah explains how your Vedic Chomets in the mouth. There are rows of kegs, one on top of the other. Beishamai said, two shuras over the face of the whole cellar. What that means we'll soon see. And Beis Hillel says, the two upper rows, the two outside rows are the upper rows. Now there are two perushim on each one of these things, inside the Gemara. On the face of the whole cellar. So now they're one shot. The two rows that they said, first is min ha'oretz, ad shmei kayo. When you come in and you see rows and rows of kegs facing you, you have to examine the first wall of rows. Let's say there are four rows, one on top of the other. So across the whole front, facing the doorway, there are four rows, one on top of the other. You have to be Vedic, the whole outside wall of four rows. And in addition, the next one underneath, behind it. Next one behind it. So you have to be Vedic, promise, in the whole outside wall of rows, and in the row, also behind it. That's one pshat. Rabbi Yechon Omar, he said, no. Shula Achas. You are Vedic only one, not in depth of two, like Rabbi Yehuda said, in depth of one. Only Kimin Gam is like a bell. And you're Vedic, the whole front row facing the doorway, and then you have to obey the whole top row all the way back to the end of the room. It's like an L. As you walk in and facing you, you see all the rows of... So the first row facing you have to obey the, all the rows. And then on the top, you have to climb up in your Vedic all the way back on the top to the end of the room. Now talk about the two pillars. Now we're going to see that these two perushim on Machlekes Tanoim, means Tanoim themselves were in doubt what Shammai meant. The Tanoim themselves were in doubt what Shammai meant. So see, Shammai and Hillel were in doubt what the old ones said, Bamei Amru. And what Shammai himself said, the later Tanoim were in doubt. Tanya Kavos Rabbi Yehuda, learned the Baisa like him. Tanya Kavos Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Tanya Kavos Rabbi Yehuda, Veshamei Mishtei Yeshuves Al Pnei Kol HaMalchut. What does that mean? Mishtei Yeshuves Shomru means Min HaOretz Ad Shmei Koyor, from the floor until the ceiling, two walls of cakes. The wall facing you as you come in, and the wall behind that. But where? From the floor to the ceiling. Both say that. What does that mean? Chitzeno, the outside row, the outside wall of rows. Loyasapesa, that sees the door, facing the doorway, it looks at the doorway. The whole outside wall of rows. And the top row, Roya Esakea, that looks at the ceiling. So the first Yebedik, the whole outside wall of rows, then Yebedik, the whole top wall of rows, facing the ceiling, like an L or a dollar. Shebifnimimena, behind that, Shelemata, and then underneath it, and so you don't need to be there. So again, Rabbi Yechon says it's Bedik like a dalet, or like an L. So therefore, your Bedik, the front outside wall, but not the wall behind it. And the top wall facing the ceiling, but not underneath it. Not like an L, and the L underneath the L, no. Your Bedik, the whole wall facing the doorway, and the whole surface of kegs facing the ceiling. Behind the wall facing the doorway, you don't need any bedike. And underneath that surface facing the ceiling, don't need any bedike. That's all.